boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Taylor, I can never, ever, ever go out with our sales team ever again. I can't. I an embarrassment.
Well, that's kind of a serious affair for you to be part of.
So this morning, I went out with one of our sales members, Kylie, who does a little bit of events, and I do events too. I help with the street team. I tell them where they're going for their events. So that's why I was tagging along, because we were meeting with Tammy from Marion.
Yeah.
And she does all the events there. And we were talking about what events we're going to be a part of, like the Marion Markets, mm-hmm. Uptown Get Down, all those things you love about Marion, right?
Yeah.
But I like to come because I like to know, okay, where are we setting the team up? What time do you want us there? All that fun jazz. However, I embarrassed myself because it looked like I peed myself before this meeting.
Well, did you? Are you? Is this a lie that you're
No, I swear to God, okay. I didn't pee myself. Let me explain. You know how it's really snowy this morning?
Yeah.
And I don't know about your car, but my car was packed. On the top, on every inch of my car was packed of snow.
Mm-hmm.
And the ice scraper's in the car. So you're doomed when you try to get the ice scraper and you open the door, snow is going to come in.
Yeah, no avoiding it.
So that's what happened. Snow came tumbling into the car and landed right on the driver's seat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, great, it's going to leave it wet. So I tried to put on the heated seat warmer to, like, I don't know, dry it up.
Oh.
It didn't help.
No.
So I had to drive 15 minutes to get to our location for our meeting. And slowly but surely, my butt's getting wetter and wetter and wetter. And I look like a tinkle myself. So I was like, do I say something so that they know that I didn't? But then if I say something, that probably makes myself look suspicious. Mm-hmm. Like I did really tinkle myself, but I in fact did not. It's snow. But it was so embarrassing. I was trying to hide myself the entire meeting. I was like, please, I don't want you to think I peed myself because I didn't.
So did you though? Did you bring it up?
I didn't bring it up. And I was hoping to God nobody saw it. None of our coworkers have said anything, but I don't know if they're just like talking about me behind my back, which is, you know, a normal thing that people do around here.
I think you should have said something.
You think?
Yeah, I would have.
Hey guys, I didn't pee myself. I start the conversation with that?
No. Like, oh my gosh, the whole ride over here, I was sitting in snow. So now.
Oh, see, that would have been smarter.
It's on my jeans. How terrible is that? You don't even mention wetting yourself, because as soon as you say it,
people are gonna think
they're
it.
Gonna be like, okay, well, she did, obviously.
Where were you when I needed you?
You should have called me. Dude, I was kicking myself this morning because why did I put it off until today to fill my tank up in my car?
I don't know. That was a horrible idea.
Oh, the wind is nuts out there. I could hardly get my door open. When I pulled, it was really embarrassing. When I pulled up to the pump, I was like, whoa, like, am I really that weak? Uh-huh. And then as I was like doing the card and then pumping the gas, I could hardly get it back open and I about smashed my fingies. I did. I almost did. It's so windy. I don't want to go out there again at all.
Mm-mm. It is very windy and you could hear it inside the building.
It's like a train.
It is. I was on the toilet earlier in our bathroom.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I was just letting you know. And the bathroom. And it was so, I don't know if there's not a whole lot of insulation in the bathroom. I'm not quite sure. But oh my God, it was so loud in there. I at one point thought the roof and the walls were going to blow away. And I'm like, this is the worst moment because, you know, my pants are down.
I think about stuff like that often where
do
you're
really?
Like,
me too.
In this compromising moment, what would happen if I had to run? You know what I mean? That would be bad.
That would have been a horrible moment for our roof and our walls to blow away.
And your pants probably would have, too.
You've
been sucked up through the ceiling.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Sometimes your job is stressful or maybe dangerous or exhausting.
Were you saying something?
No, but I'm sure you haven't considered whether or not your job is making you ugly.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about what I saw on TikTok, which is that some people are some people are talking about the corporate butt. Have you heard of this?
Corporate butt?
Yes.
No.
You haven't?
No. Okay, I don't know what that is.
Before you get into what you're getting, people are saying they were looking at their butts to see if they have corporate butt, a.k.a. you sit on the butt, your butt too much working, yeah. Right? 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
So your butt
gets flat?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, I mean, I guess that kind of does tie into this.
I think I have
this.
Corporate butt.
I didn't know this was a thing, but it
don't
does.
Look in the mirror, Taylor. You'll be very sad.
Oh, my God. Well, thanks. That is going to make me worry even more. No, this is a skincare clinic has created an online test to calculate how your workday could be aging your skin specifically. So, no, it doesn't have to do with your butt, but they take into account, like, how long you're sitting in front of a computer, like what your mm-hmm. weekly schedule's like. And it comes up with four different results of how much your job could be aging you. Minor, moderate, severe, and then extreme aging. Like you could be getting gray hairs from your job, frown lines, bad posture, sagging skin. I don't know. So I have the calculator in front of me and I want you to take this. Okay.
Oh, God. Okay.
And then we're going to find out how much being a radio DJ is
has
aging
made
you.
Me ugly. Yeah. All right.
Okay. How many?
Can I sue the company then?
Well, you know what? You could present
it. I'm kidding.
It.
I'm kidding. Can know? I then? I'll present it for beauty expenses.
Yes, exactly. Okay. How many hours do you spend sitting down in your job?
I feel like I'm not the right person to ask for this because I do have a walking pad. Mm,
that's fine.
But I would say we sit for 4 hours definitely on air. So we'll add another hour or two. So let's say six.
6 hours.
But I do walk some of it.
Do your shifts vary or do you work regular hours?
Regular? Yeah. Well, I mean, sometimes we have to work weekends. Does that count?
I would say mostly regular
okay,
hours.
Okay, mostly regular.
Do you predominantly work a day or night shift? This is day shift.
Day shift?
Yeah. Indoors or outdoors?
Indoors. Sometimes we're outdoors.
Well, there's mixed, but
we can say mixed.
Okay. How many hours do you work a week on average?
40.
Great. How would you describe, now be nice, how would you describe your stress levels at work? Low, average, or high?
Average.
Do you have to be available out of hours at your job?
Yes.
Never, occasionally, or most of the time?
Most of the time. For me.
Do you ever work with harsh chemicals in your job?
No.
What are
we working? Windex, that's it.
Well, okay, that doesn't count. Do you perform heavy lifting or repetitive physical tasks at work? Never, sometimes, or yes, regularly?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. How many hours, this is the embarrassing one, how many hours do you spend looking at your computer screen in your job?
Eight. It's the entire time.
Yeah, pretty much. Uh-oh.
It's making me ugly.
Moderate aging.
All right, I'm going to have to ask for a beauty expense.
That's what I'm saying. It looks like your sleep quality may be affected.
Mm-hmm.
Working too many hours can lead to stress. Fatigue. Might be difficult to quiet your mind at night.
Girl,
I don't know,
that's every day, though. What are you talking about?
You got moderate aging as a radio DJ.
I could have told you that. Here's the thing. You know what's funny is that I've actually recently started wearing sunscreen every single day. Mm-hmm. And I was like, originally I would be like, I don't need to wear it. I don't even go outside. But then I was like, no, it hit me. I'm like, I have screens hitting back at me all day long. Why wouldn't I wear sunscreen?
That's the first thing that they recommend is
really
to prevent your visible
and
aging.
Retinol, didn't they say that? Let me guess. They said retinol, didn't they?
Did they
really?
Yeah. You're on top of it.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
If you heard some of the names that neighbor man tells me who he's texting, you would think he's lying and he actually has a side chick.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. I know he ain't lying. These are real names. Let me explain. I get nosy. This is anywhere with anybody, right? You know me.
Yeah.
I ask way too many personal questions. But last night I saw him texting somebody and I'm like, ooh, who you texting? And he goes, spider. Now,
comma man or what?
Actually, spider's a girl.
Oh, okay.
It's a gamer friend that I know. I'm actually Facebook friends with her, so I'm cool with her.
Is her name Spider on Facebook?
No, Summer.
Okay.
So, doesn't make sense to me.
No.
At all. But anyways, so I was like, oh, cool. What do you guys say? I actually don't care because I know you're talking about games. I could care less what y'all are talking about. But yeah, he'll be saying the most random names. And here's the thing. I know he ain't talking to a side chick. It's his gamer buddies. Mm. Last week, I was like, who are you texting? He goes, Trash. Yeah, he's a gamer friend named Trash.
Willingly?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I know. He's got other, I mean, you name it. I've heard the weirdest names. And I just am like, okay. Other people would be concerned. But me, I know these are your gamer friends. And I'm not going to ask twice. And I'm definitely not going to ask what y'all are talking about because you're definitely talking about games and I could care less.
No, I don't care. Dude, I relate to this, except that my boyfriend Curly and his brother play some iPad game where I don't even know how to explain it. They like have their characters that fight each other or whatever, and they have like real names. So, for instance, one of the characters could be named Destiny, and they chit chat back and forth and they're like, dude, did you get Destiny? Oh, she's great. And if I hear that and I'm not paying attention, I'm like, I'm sorry, who are we talking about? Who's that you're talking about? Because a lot of them have girl names.
Oh.
Yeah. And they'll be like, oh my gosh, I was so excited to see Samantha came through. And I'm like, came through to where?
What are you doing with Samantha?
Yeah, why do you love her so much? Do you love her more than me?
Can you imagine if you heard him saying like, I just love playing with Jessica. And I'd be like, excuse me?
Oh,
you've heard that?
No.
If I didn't like know what they were talking about, I'd be like, excuse me? Oh, you're talking video games. Never mind.
No, the iPad would be in the toilet. I feel like no matter how long you've lived with your significant other, every once in a while they start doing something and you're like, oh, this is new. This is...
That's what those creatures do.
That's what it's like living with a man. And I have experienced lots of flexing lately.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Mm-hmm.
My boyfriend Curly, I feel like we've been hitting the gym extra hard lately because we got a beach vacation coming up. And
so
both
trying
of us,
to get the beach bod.
Yeah, we're trying to like go into it feeling as confident as possible, which is great. So yeah, he's been hitting the gym like crazy, going on runs, and super proud of him for that. But he normally goes after he's off work, so we end up getting home around the same time. He gets home from the gym, I get home from work, and before he takes a shower or anything, before we make dinner, I catch him flexing in the mirror, checking out the progress. Okay,
like that progress doesn't happen that fast, does it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I've heard of like guys saying like you get like a pump, right?
Okay, I've heard neighbor man say that you can see like the veins, like the pump.
Yeah. Yes,
I know. I've heard all about it, Taylor.
I've learned a lot, and you know what? I will compliment him every time because he's like, Babe, do my biceps look bigger?
Oh,
and I'm
Jesus
like,
Christ.
You know what they do? Yes, of course they
Jesus
do.
Christ.
Look at that vein. Oh, wow. Good for you. That's a good vein. Because I don't know. I'm like, well, yeah, I do see a difference.
Uh-huh.
But I'm getting to see a lot of mirror flexing.
I don't think I'll ever understand it.
I don't either, really.
Neighbor man does the same thing. Anytime he sees a mirror, flex, baby. I gotta flex.
Yeah, you gotta puff up.
And I'm like, I guess the equivalent for us is we see a mirror and we're like, I got to fix my hair. My hair looks mm-hmm. horrible. You know, that's the equivalent for us, but he does the same thing. Now, I would be curious if Curly does the same thing as neighbor man does.
Mm.
Now I've seen on his phone. I got through the photos. The dude's got flexing photos.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, I will tell you, there is one that is hot. But otherwise, the rest, it looks slightly dorky in the cutest way possible.
Like, are we talking like mirror pics? Like, he's taking progress pictures?
Oh, Taylor, no. It's, he put his phone up on like the, on the,
what?
He put his phone up on like the windowsill or something, and he's like, great lighting, flex. I should show you him.
I'd rather not. No.
No, there is one that is really hot. I will say it gets me going. But there is the rest are just like, what are we doing here? Are we trying to audition for Vogue or what?
No. Okay. You know what? I am gonna live in oblivion, and
I don't want to look through his phone.
I don't want to know. I don't want to see.
Why?
It.
What would you do?
I would be speechless. Truly.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
I feel bad if today's your trash day. Mine was yesterday, so luckily I got to pull mine in last night, because I hope you can find yours. I hope you have an air tag in your trash and recycling.
Because where is it? Yeah, actually.
Isn't it? Where is it today? I don't even want to know how many trash cans are just out free.
That's a really smart idea. How many times after a big storm, you'd be like, I don't know where my trash is?
No. Mm-hmm. And then it takes weeks for somebody to finally like post in the neighborhood Facebook like, hey, does somebody want to come pick up their garbage can?
Mm-hmm.
I got two down here. Take that idea if you want.
That's a smart idea.
Little air tag situation.
Brilliance with Taylor.
Garbage time with Taylor.
Garbage time. I think we're going to make it a new bit. I don't know.
Hey, let's not get crazy.
It is a sad day. Because this is the last day I get to enjoy really all the great snacks, all the great food. And before it is ripped away from me for a solid 2 years because I'm getting braces tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. So,
some might say I'm being dramatic. I'm not.
Well, you know what? It is. It is dramatic. But it's your first time getting braces. And I can't even dog on you because I probably was dramatic when I had them at like 14 or whatever. So to get you prepared, we're asking you to call us and tell us what Destiny should know about having braces, whether that's a hack, something she needs to have on deck ready to go. You can still call us at 319-200-1029 and let her know what she needs to know.
Before I get into it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I get them at 9 in the morning, and then we have them for a solid 2 years on my teeth, which I'm not looking forward to it, but... I'm finding out a lot of things that I didn't know you're not allowed to eat. They haven't really gone over that. So I don't know if maybe that happens once the braces are on.
Mm-hmm.
And then we really go into, here's a list of things you're not allowed to eat.
I got a magnet. I specifically remember I got a magnet that had foods on
it. I want that.
I don't know if they still do that, but you just unlocked a memory. I had a magnet that said, like, don't bite into apples.
I can't have an apple?
You can't bite into an apple. You can slice them.
That's fine. I like sliced apples anyways better.
But I would assume
practically you could.
Probably tomorrow they're going to maybe give you more details.
Information.
Of things not to be eating.
So really all I've been told is like from coworkers who've had braces in the past.
Yeah.
And they're like, you can't have this. First things first, thanks to Miss Loretta, she has made us kettle corn.
Not just kettle corn.
Oh, God.
Kettle corn with bunch of crunch in it. Which I feel like the bunch of crunch probably would be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're pretty soft. The kettle corn, however, I don't have braces and I don't use, you tell me if I'm wrong. I feel it sticking in my teeth right now.
It's everywhere right now.
It's delicious. But this would be a nightmare with braces.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so I'm devastated I'm not going to be able to have that for another 2 years. But I'm so glad that she made that for me today because I love kettle corn. That is like a state fair staple right there. You know,
farmer's market
staple right there that I'm going to smell. And I'm going to be like, I can't have that anymore.
Mm-hmm. I feel like the other big thing that a lot of people have been saying is candy.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you kind of have a sweet tooth. We often are like, is there any candy in the building?
And we go snooping through people's desks.
But there's a lot of candy that is frowned upon. Like I contributed today, which we have not yet opened, but we will. Pink Starbursts.
Oh, the best ones.
But I cannot imagine...
not having that for 2 years?
Well, yeah. And then if you tried, it would be such a mess in your braces.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know today until I think you mentioned it that I'm not going to be able to have peanuts.
I think nuts are frowned upon.
So there goes my favorite candy bar, Snickers.
Because
caramel was also mentioned.
Yeah, caramel's not great.
So I have Snickers on deck to make sure I eat that before I go home. And then our last thing that's on the menu today, which this is going to be one of the saddest things, honestly, that I'm not going to be able to have for the next 2 years, and that is Nerd Clusters.
Dude, I'm glad they didn't exist when I had braces.
Oh my God. I'm like, can I put it in my mouth, suck on it, and then spit it back out?
Ew.
Well, I don't know. Like, how am I going to go 2 years without that, Taylor? Tell me you couldn't go 2 years without that.
I mean, you could do that in private. Please don't do that in front of me. That's icky. Ew.
I really need your help because tomorrow is going to be a huge day in my life where I'm getting braces for the very first time. I'm 30, flirty, and getting braces.
Yeah. Yeah, you are.
Here's the thing. I've never had braces, so I don't know what to expect. I need your help. If you've had braces yourself, or maybe your kids are getting them right now or just got them, What are your tips, tricks, and advice?
Let us know.
319-200-1029.
Kelly, what do you got?
How attached to corn are you? Because you can't eat it right off the cob.
Can I take it off the cob?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank God.
I spent 2 years cutting it off the cob. So, also, if for some reason you have a permanent retainer after the braces are over, watch out for caramel apple suckers.
Why? What happens? What do you know?
I broke my permanent retainer off getting it caught in the caramel and the caramel apple sucker.
Oh, no.
It didn't hurt, but I broke it off.
Oh, my God. Well, thank you for the heads up. I really appreciate that.
So good luck, and it'll go faster than you think.
I hope so.
So fingers crossed.
Can I ask a stupid question?
Yeah.
Is the permanent retainer, I'm assuming it's permanently in there, right?
Yeah, I don't have one. I wish I did get one, but my boyfriend Curly has one on his bottom teeth.
So it's just always there?
Yeah, you can get it removed, I believe. And you, like Kelly said, you can break it off if you are too rough on it. But they basically like fuse it to the back of your teeth to keep them in line. I wish I would have done that because I didn't wear my... You don't have to wear a retainer then, right? Because it's in there all the time.
I don't believe mine is permanent because they told me I'm going to get one and then a backup. And if I lose both, they have to pay for it yourself.
Yeah, that's a bummer. So. Keep it away from your dogs.
Oh, yeah. Good thought, because I can already see Zaw's going to want to eat that up.
I can tell you that my older sister got in big trouble because one of our dogs ate her retainer because she left it out on the counter. My mom was really upset about that.
I bet she was.
Well, Sue on our Facebook page has the same thing that I believe I said to you last week, and that is wax is very important because the inside of your mouth, the back of your mouth, can get a little cut up, okay? I believe somebody, what did somebody say on here on Facebook? Somebody said...
It's going to feel like a hamburger.
It's going to feel like raw hamburger for a little bit.
Okay, so explain to me what the wax does.
It's basically, I'm going to say it's kind of like Play-Doh, as in like you can squish it and mold it. You like squish it onto your bracket or whatever is rubbing the inside of your mouth in a way that it hurts. And you put that over it so that it at least isn't like sharp metal... Or, I don't know, pokey spots, because it's going to feel that way. You're not used to having metal in your mouth.
Uh-huh.
It's going to feel that way at first. So you basically are just covering it with wax to smooth it out so the inside of your mouth doesn't feel like it's getting ripped up.
Okay, so ask for wax.
Ask for wax and then use the wax. And then just know, I don't know, the inside of your mouth is going to be like raw hamburger.
With sadly no pickles, mustard, and ketchup.
Yeah, not the good kind.
We've been asking you, what are some tips, tricks, advice that you have for somebody who's about to get braces, aka I'm about to get braces, yeah. Okay? And if you've had them, or maybe your kids are having them, just had them, you know that advice, those tips and tricks. We just had a phone call 2 seconds ago, and I never thought about this. She said her favorite part was picking the band color for, like, the braces or whatever. I know I'm doing clear on top, so that will be kind of, like, invisible or whatever.
Yeah.
But the bottom, I'm going to have to pick the colors. She was like, I would pick the holidays.
Why not?
I got to think about those things, Taylor. I got to think in advance. Mm-hmm. 4th of July, the next, like, well, we got Easter. I got to think about Easter.
Easter.
Then we got the 4th of July.
St. Patrick's Day.
I could do green. Oh, but I'm more nervous that's going to look like broccoli.
Well, she made it sound like she liked to have fun with it.
Yeah, so maybe. See, and that's what I'm going to do. To get me through the 2 years, I'm going to have fun.
You got to embrace it.
Mm-hmm.
Tiffany, what's your tip?
To get platypus flossers.
Oh, why is that?
They go in between the brackets and make sure there's no food and stuff there.
Oh, because that's going to drive me nuts.
I feel like you're going to learn that very quickly, that you want to have those little pick flossers everywhere.
I was going to ask, does food get stuck very easily?
I mean, I don't know.
Because I'm one of those people, as soon as you have something stuck in your teeth, it drives me nuts.
Yeah.
Until I can get it out. That's all I can think about. So, like, if that happens a lot, you get food stuck in your braces a lot, girl, I'm going to have these on deck.
I'm sure it depends on what it is. My brain goes to, like, bread. You know, you take a bite into bread and it's, like, soft enough. That's the type of thing that's probably going to get stuck. But I agree with Tiffany, having, like, those flossers on deck all the time.
You know how people have candy in their pockets? Mine's going to be flossers. Come see me at a Cedar Rapids Farmer's Market. I'll have some for you.
Give you a flosser. Amanda, what's your tip for Destiny?
Stay away from crunchy stuff at least for a few days.
Why's that?
Break a bracket, sis.
Oh, God. Don't tell me that.
my son, no kidding, 3 days after he was on, he broke a bracket eating a Takis.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. Does it hurt when you break a bracket?
It doesn't necessarily hurt, but if you make the wire pop out of your bracket, that's when it hurts.
Oh, yep, no. Mm. See? All right. I'm eating mashed potatoes for a year.
There you go. Good luck.
Thanks.
I feel like you're going to be fine eating mashed potatoes for a year.
Girl, this is going to be the best 2 years of my life if I get to eat mashed potatoes for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
I highly doubt your orthodontist is going to tell you no to that.
I better contact a mashed potato company. And
I'm seeing. Hello, Bob Evans. Are you on the line?
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
If you feel like your relationship is going down the toilet, it could be because you wear pajamas to bed.
Okay. Oh, God, these are fighting words.
This is not me speaking.
Can I just say something real quick? I just bought all new pajamas, Taylor, because I wanted to start a journey of having matching pajamas, you know, like top and a bottom hat. Mm-hmm. So I just bought new pajamas. So if you're telling me this is going to mean we're going to break up soon, I might walk out of this room. You can do this Trending with Taylor on your own. Press the buttons. Get out of it yourself. I'm going to be in the kitchen eating my final meal.
All right. Well, let me explain, because, again, this is not coming from me.
Don't tell me I got to sleep naked.
Relationship experts say
it is
that cozy pajamas can negatively impact a relationship. They can suck the romance right out of a relationship.
Because I'm wearing a what are those ones that you want? The shamoo?
A moo moo.
A moo moo.
A shamoo. That's a whale. I do look like Shamu, but anyways.
I thought you wanted whatever the moo-moo.
I want a moo-moo. Maybe with Shamu on it. anyways.
I could see that one. I know you want that one, though.
They say it's not just nightwear. They're a signal that...
No, it's not.
Maybe you're not prioritizing attraction. So
Oh my God.
Research finds... The happiest couples
are naked,
sleep in their birthday suits.
I knew you were going to say that.
Then followed by PJs, then followed by 90s, aka my moo moo girlies. And then last is like people who wear onesies, which I have a lot of questions. If you can seriously sleep in a onesie as an adult, sounds really uncomfortable. But basically, it's all like subliminal messaging, right? They're saying it's like if both partners are wrapped up in layers of fleece and flannel, the real question is whether they're seeing each other as lovers or if they've stopped seeing each other at all.
I'm texting neighbor man. Do you still love me even though I wear jammies to bed? And if you think I'm kidding, I literally just texted that.
I feel like yours is a little bit different because yours are probably like cutesy matching sets.
Well, one is that really cute kitty from Marissa Katz.
Marie?
I think so. Yeah, the white one.
Yeah.
She's cute. The one is it's a matching top and bottom. The other one is one that literally has like pancakes and coffee and a newspaper on it and says, let's get brunch.
See, that's nice. Those are cute, and I think they probably would be
cute,
okay with
that. Or is that also taken away from the romance?
No, because I feel like that's probably still seen as attractive. I, however, am the complete opposite of this. Sorry to this relationship expert. If you can't love me in my
worst
giant, oversized Walmart rollback t-shirt, I'm not kidding, that's my favorite thing to sleep in.
I love that.
Then you don't deserve me.
Well, then I want to be like, okay, so then... But then he can wear his Bucky's boxers that got a freaking...
No, it goes both
...beaver
ways.
On them.
It does.
And then I'm supposed to say, they got... Well, Bucky's is a beaver.
Yeah.
And I'm supposed to think that's the hottest thing ever.
It goes both ways,
that's what
he
wears to bed, y'all.
And you know what?
And the romance is somehow still there.
All thanks to Bucky's.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Tomorrow, 9:20. Well, no, it's probably going to be after 9:20. Maybe.
Why?
Well, no, I mean,
what do you know?
By the time you have a full smile of braces.
Oh, yeah, right. Probably like 10:20, 11. Let's say 11.
It'll be official. Destiny is getting braces. Now, you've never had braces before.
Nope.
And we've kind of discovered over the last like week or so is you don't really know what to expect.
No.
So I found some fun facts, and I have some myths, too, to maybe make you feel a little bit better in case somebody tries to feed you some crap to get inside your head. First, I want to start with...
I hope nobody's feeding me crap, but okay.
They shouldn't be. Number one fun fact is that braces were invented over 300 years ago.
Were we using them 300 years?
I didn't know that. It started with French physician Pierre...
Don't tell me we used wood.
Fauchard, known as the father of modern dentistry. The first set was back in 1728.
We used wood.
No, it was a flat piece of metal material connected to the teeth by thread.
You wouldn't have been able to eat anything. Did you just eat soup?
I don't know.
Huh.
That leads me...
Did he use himself as a test dummy?
That I don't know.
Oh, okay.
He is the creator, though.
Okay.
Which brings me to my next fun fact. The type of wire used for braces was created by NASA.
That they... What? Mine?
So...
what were they doing?
NASA developed... It's like a metal alloy... And it's called nickel titanium.
That sounds too smart for me.
They started it in 1959 for the space program. It's a heat-resistant metal that was built for space-bound shuttles. But they found...
So I got a space in my mouth?
Pretty much, dude. They found that you could basically...
Frick yeah, man.
It's really flexible, and it maintains its shape. Now, it's heat-resistant, right? But your body heat... helps them stay in shape when they're on your team.
I don't know. I didn't hear half of what you said. All I heard is the aliens are most likely going to pick me. That's great.
No, 100%. They're going to be like, lovely. Oh, this is familiar.
Uh-huh.
We saw your rocket ships. You got one in your mouth. That's crazy.
See? Okay, aliens, this is... Wait until after 9:20 tomorrow. But at any point in the next 2 years, if you want to come to the Earth, I'm ready.
Hit her up.
I'll open my mouth.
Now, some common myths that you may hear about braces. Number one, you can still... safely play sports. I know.
Who the heck said I couldn't?
I don't know.
And I mean, dang it, actually, that means I have to go to the gym still.
Darn it. Number two, you can still play.
Wait, hold on.
What?
Who said you couldn't play sports?
Some people may think that. These are just common misconceptions about braces. I'm here to make you feel better, okay?
I'm still going to use that as an excuse for stuff.
Okay.
I wish I would have had it in school. And when it came to running the mile, I would have been like, well, I have braces.
Or like dodgeball.
Oh my God, yes.
Can't. Braces.
Braces.
You can also still play musical instruments effectively.
I did know that. Julie, she had Invisalign, and she told me she still played the flute.
Yeah, they say
and
that.
And I was like, how did you do that?
Maybe not the day you get them on, but it is still possible, so don't worry. I feel like you're going to be disappointed about this. Braces do not set off metal detectors. I knew you would want that attention. At the airport.
You know I do. Yeah. I want all of the attention on me.
No, it does not set
Dang
off
it.
Metal detectors.
I'm actually really bummed about that because when I have jaw surgery in a year and they put metal in my mouth, they said it also still not going to do anything.
Yeah, sorry. Not going to happen. I don't think this is going to be an issue for you, but it's not possible to lock braces when kissing another person with braces. I feel like that was like a myth. In middle school?
I think I saw that on like a movie or
something. Yeah, some corny like 90s movie.
Yeah,
like, we got stuck. Mm-hmm. It's not actually possible. So
I would like to prove. No, I'm just,
do I, with that what you
I'm
will.
I'm only kissing Amber Manny and got braces, so
well,
can't prove that one.
With that, it's not possible because also braces are not magnetic. People think that you can hold a magnet to your braces.
Not.
It's not going to work.
Okay, back to the kissing thing. Is this going to affect my kissing?
I don't know.
Okay. Sorry. Now you got me. I'm spiraling over here now.
Well, and then the last one. I never knew. Sorry. I can't involve myself in that. I didn't know that people thought this was a thing, that this was a myth. But now I wish I did hear it. People think that braces interfere with radio signals.
Cool.
They don't, though. Can you imagine being a radio DJ and being like,
nothing's
sorry.
Nothing's cool about braces anymore.
I can't work for 2 years because my braces are going to shut off.
Pay me, though, please.
That'd be crazy.
Come
I did not
on.
Know people thought that.
You just ruined my day. One, you told me.
I told you it's going to be easy is what I told you.
Yeah. One, you told me I still have to play sports. And the second thing you told me is that I'm not going to set off the TSA. The third thing you told me is I still got to do radio for 2 years and I have to show up.
Yeah, and you're not going to be stuck in a 2-year-long kiss.
I was...
Sorry.
I'm totally down for sharing really anything in a relationship because it's like it's a partnership, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of like the point.
Right. However, I don't know. There's just something Neighborman's been wanting to share the last couple nights, and I just feel like I want to draw the line. I don't want to share it anymore.
Okay.
That's my water at night.
Mm.
You know, that water bottle or your glass of water you have on your nightstand. I just don't want to share it anymore. Only because just the last three nights, I always have my water bottle full. And I like to have ice cold water.
Mm-hmm.
Because I go into the bathroom around 2, 3 in the morning. And I am thirsty mm-hmm. when I come back from the bathroom. And you and I talked about this. We have talked about this off the air. About that when you take that drink of water in the middle of the night. How magical.
Oh, it's a religious experience.
It literally is. Mm-hmm. It is so. And last night, I'm telling you, was the best experience I've ever had in my life. It was so freaking good. The night before, girl, I had like no water because he drank it all. Because he's been drinking my water. He's been asking me, can I borrow some of your water? And this man don't just take a little sip. No, he gulps 90% of the mm-hmm. water down. And then there's nothing left for my middle of the night drinking that I need.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Is this a universal man experience? Because
why?
Tell me this. Does neighbor man keep a water
no.
on his nightstand? Okay, why? Because my
he
boyfriend
has one.
My boyfriend Curly does not do that either. He does not keep water on his nightstand, which like, fine, I get it. Some people don't want the temptation, so they don't have to go to the bathroom in the middle uh-huh. of the night. I'm like you. I wake up and I feel like I'm in the Sahara Desert.
Same.
I need water. However, he does the same thing where he's like, oh, can I borrow your water?
Mm-hmm.
Number one, you're not borrowing it because I don't want it back, okay? You're drinking it, sicko.
Nasty.
Number two, no, because you're going to finish it.
And uh-huh.
I'm going to wake up parched and then I am going to have nothing left. I don't understand it. I don't have an answer for you.
You've got a water bottle. I know it's sitting in the kitchen. Why can't you fill it up?
He just doesn't bring
because
it to
here's
bed.
The thing, here's the thing. I'm probably going to ask you to fill it up anyway. So while I'm asking you to fill mine up, fill your own
up. That is my new rule now because he'll normally, if I go to bed first, he'll come in and be like, oh, I'm going to have some water. And I'm like, if you finish it, you're going to go out there and you're going to refill mm-hmm. it for me. Or, like, before we go to bed, if I just filled it up and he chugs it,
uh-huh.
I'm like, okay, that's your job now because you just drank all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Do me a favor.
Is our water bottle just magically taste better?
You know what I mean? Don't know.
Like, have you ever drank out of, like, everybody's got that certain glass for, like, chocolate milk or a certain glass for soda or a certain glass for water or your coffee because it just tastes better?
Yeah.
Does our water bottles taste better? Is that what it is?
I don't know why it would. I don't do anything special.
Well, I'm about to install a water fountain in the bedroom.
I'm about to put a padlock on mine.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
I'm not even joking, and I'm not trying to be like dramatic to like really like paint a picture for tonight's trivia question. I'm being serious right now.
Yeah.
I just pulled off 5 pieces of hair off of my body, or they were on the counter that's right in front of us in the studio. Because my hair sheds.
Oh, me too. 100%.
Like, how much hair you got over
well,
there?
Well, I have a ponytail in today,
so it's staying up there.
It's minimized, but normally when my hair is down.
You got hair all over there?
I leave a trail. I do. I can't help it.
Okay. Well, note to self, don't get food with those girls in the afternoon.
No, because we shed.
We shed like crazy.
And we have dark hair.
So you can really see it. Well, tonight's trivia question is about just that. 12% of people say this is the worst food to find hair in. What is it?
So unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
So icky. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
This is the food you don't want to have with those girls in the afternoon.
Or anybody, really. I don't care whose hair it is.
12% of people say this is the worst food to find hair in. What is it?
Text in your guess to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on
C102.9. 12% of people say this is the worst food to find hair in. What is it?
It's kind of horribly evil of you, by the way, to do this at like dinner time.
You know what? I didn't think of that.
It's really rude.
Am I a mad genius? Probably.
Rude.
Or just rude.
Yeah. Well, you can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, Chrissy said cake.
That would ruin Taylor's day. Why are you giving that face?
I don't know. I'm not going to have really an opinion about any of these because I don't really want hair in any of my food.
I'm going to tick a lot of people off when I say this. It can be in the frosting, and I'm okay with that because I'm not a fan of frosting.
Okay, fair enough for you.
And I'll eat the cake.
I don't agree necessarily because I do like frosting, but I get where you're coming from.
See, this is why I believe that we are two peas in a pod. This is why we're supposed to be best friends. Because you can have my frosting any day.
Right.
And I'll eat your cake.
I would say that about refried beans.
I'm not eating your refried beans.
Well, okay, fine. Then nobody's going to eat them. I'm not going to touch them, so put all the hair in there.
72.49 said fries.
That's upsetting.
Unless it's sweet potato.
No, that's still upsetting. Yeah. 50.06 said, hey guys, Caleb here, avid listener, love your show, and I'm going to guess ice cream. Thanks, Caleb. Also, hate that. Hair and ice cream?
Unless it's the mint chocolate chip one.
Yeah, I don't love that. I don't love that.
That's the only one I can think of that I don't think I'm a big fan of.
I feel like, yeah, anything soft like that, like ice cream is soft, frosting is soft, like it just, I don't like it. It's making me queasy.
Getting the heebie-jeebies over there.
It's gross. It's really gross.
12% of people say this is the worst food to find hair in. What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029, and the answer is coming up in less than 4 minutes.
What are we going to do if we go somewhere and they're serving refried beans? Because you're not going to eat my refried beans, and I'm not going to eat your refried beans. What are you going to do?
I normally just say no beans because I'm like, I can't. I don't like them.
We're going to have to find a third bestie. Somebody, we will only take applications if you like refried beans.
To eat three sides of refried beans, you got to be a animal.
You got to really love refried beans. We'll take applications starting now to be our friend.
Okay, that's really weird.
12% of people say this is the worst food to find hair in. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
Watch out tomorrow morning when you're having breakfast because 12% of people say pancakes is the worst food to find hair in.
That's gross. And I don't even know that it's necessarily the pancakes. It's the syrup for me.
Really?
That's so sticky. Ugh. That's so sticky. And to have a hair in it, and then you got to pull. No. I am out. I would pass that back to the waitress. And that would take a lot from you.
Did I ruin it for you? You said I ruined dinner for people tonight. Did I also ruin National Pancake Day for you?
Is that today?
You are
sick in the head.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.